Well, no doubt you have heard that old saying that says, don't just stand there, do something. Exactly. Don't just stand there, do something. When help is needed, we want action. Now. And sometimes that action can mean the difference between life and death. I read that it's imperative for people who experience cardiac arrest to get immediate help. Within 3 minutes, the brain is already at risk for damage. So doing something immediately is a matter of, can be a matter of life and death. However, studies show that a third of those who experience cardiac arrest at home or at work or in public places, only a third of them receive that immediate help that they need, even when there's lots of people around. And that bystanders often fail to react or do anything because they're worried that they might do something wrong. In that type of situation, doing something really is a matter of life and death. It was like that for the Good Samaritan. That was the story that we heard last week. And that lesson comes right before our gospel for today, where we heard the story of the man who was robbed and beaten and left in the ditch to die. Two people, two holy people, for various reasons, pass on by and don't help him. And then who is it that comes and helps the man? Who comes and helps him? The Samaritan. The Samaritan who was despised comes and helps the man and makes sure that he's being taken care of until he was well enough to be sent on his way. Now, by telling this story, we know that Jesus reminded everyone that the whole world is your neighbor. Even those you hate. Even those you despise. They are your neighbor. Those in need, anyone in need, is our neighbor. And Jesus ends that parable by saying, go and do likewise. Don't just stand there. Do something. And then, immediately after that, in the Gospel of Luke, we hear this story about Mary and Martha and Jesus, where Jesus essentially tells Martha, don't just do something, stand here. Actually, sit down. Don't just do something, sit here. And I think it's good for us to hear these two stories side by side. Because it's not by chance that they appear just one after another in the Gospel of Luke. Luke was a master storyteller. If you read the Gospel through in its entirety, you see what a great storyteller Luke is. Last week we were reminded to go and do. This week we hear about Mary and Martha welcoming Jesus into their home. And with Jesus came a whole entourage of people. There weren't just 12 disciples. There were many disciples. And Jesus commissions 70. Can you imagine having 70 people all of a sudden come to your house? No wonder Martha was worried and concerned about many things. She's not a bad person. I mean, we kind of give her the bum rap. On the contrary, she was a very good person. Even before Jesus came to her house, she was ready to serve him. And not just serve him, but serve everybody around him. Naturally, they're hungry. They need food. You know, they couldn't just run to the grocery store and pick up a rotisserie chicken, you know? I mean, this took a lot of work. She becomes upset when her sister Mary doesn't help. That was how it worked. The women did the food preparation. They didn't sit at the feet of a male rabbi listening to him teach. Martha complains to Jesus and says, Jesus, tell her to help me. You know this is how this works. Tell her to help me. Jesus' words to Martha are important words. He says, "Martha, Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by so many things. There's need of only one thing. And Mary has chosen it." Well, Jesus tells us, commands us, to go and do likewise, to go and do something. He also calls to us to come, rest, and listen. He wants us to listen because He has the words of eternal life. He is the word of eternal life. He is the word that will nurture and sustain us. His words give us meaning for every breath that we take, every beat that our heart makes. As we journey through life, it's very easy for us to become worried and distracted by many things. And most of those things are important things. Very important things. There's a reason why our prayer list for people is long. Because there are many things to be worried and concerned about. But if we're worried and distracted by many things, if our brains are on overload and we're always telling God, just a minute, in a minute, just a minute, and we don't take that time to sit, even God has a hard time entering into our lives if we keep pushing God out. Taking time to sit and rest at the feet of Jesus opens us, opens our hearts and our minds and our souls to that presence of God that we so desperately need. With so much going on, cluttering our lives and our minds, it's hard to listen. But this is what Mary chose. She chose to make time, to take time, even in the midst of what the culture expected of her to do. To sit at the feet of Jesus. To listen to Him. To learn from Him. And to be reminded just how much He loves her. Today, Jesus invites us to choose this as well. He invites us to come. Come sit at my feet. Come and rest in my presence. Come and learn how much I love you. Yes, I do want you to go and do likewise, but you need to come and sit first. Be renewed, be refreshed, be encouraged. Be still and know that God is God. We do this because we need to take time to live as a human being as much as we take time to live as a human doing. That makes sense. You know, we need to be in that presence of God. So today I encourage you to just breathe deeply. Breathe deeply that breath of life that God gave you, that renewing gift of breath. Open your hearts to that one who created you. Pay attention to how God is shaping you, how God is indeed at work in your life, opening doors as doors are closed. Listen to how God is calling you. Feel that presence of Christ, that peace that passes all understanding in the midst of those many things that worry and distract us, that we have peace. And know just how much you are loved. This love of Christ, this love of God is as vital to us as CPR. Meister Eckhart says, God does not ask anything else of you other than for you to let yourself go and let God be God in you. God does not ask anything else of you other than for you to let yourself go and let God be God in you. We are worried and distracted about many things, but only one thing is needed. Jesus. Come, be in his presence today and every day. Amen.